mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Could the super volcano nightmare come true? London Independent, that's coming up. Polar history shows melting ice caps may be a natural cycle. U.S. Marine calls public story of Saddam capture fiction. It's all coming up, plus the jet stream carrying depleted uranium to our country's shore so we can breathe what we've put on others. It's a nightmare. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Ron in New York, you're on the air, Ron.
Alex, there's something that must be brought to the public's attention and your listeners' attention right away. There was a hearing before a House congressional subcommittee yesterday in which the director of the FBI testified. And it got into some interesting facts that you and I have discussed in the past, only now it's been confirmed straight from the horse's mouth. With regards to the terrorist watch lists and regards to purchases of firearms, they now want to... they, in fact, admitted something which I found shocking because, in fact, it's probably contrary to the way the law is constructed. They now check a terrorist watch list when a person goes to buy a firearm. Now, one should understand, or your audience should understand, that if a person is, in fact, not convicted of certain categories of offenses, which is only correct in a constitutional democracy, they cannot be deprived their basic right. They now admit that they have a terrorist watch list, which is an unaccounted...
Yeah, it's a new area of unconvicted terrorists, criminals, who can't own guns. They're also going to add just people who are, quote, on criminal watch list, who aren't criminals, and then you go sign the paperwork and say, yeah, I'm able to buy a gun. Well, but they put you on the list like 350,000 Americans.
It's probably more than 350,000 because they're getting the data from the Choice Point Corporation, data provider corporation.
They banned any black person with the last name of Brown from voting in Florida.
Alex, please permit me to finish. It goes further than that. Anyone whose politics, like an Alex Jones, don't square well with this power structure can wind up on that list. As we know, members of the United States Congress have wound up in that category. We know that the Libertarian Party candidate for President of the United States has wound up on lists like that, those same lists provided by those that same corporation, Choice Point.
And the answer is suing those people, and they are getting in trouble, and they are getting caught doing it.
But the problem with that is everybody who is probably on that list doesn't have the resources, and that's not the way democracy and constitutional rights should work. We now have, and we have both a prominent member...
This is totally criminal, yes.
A prominent member, Republican member of that committee, and a Democrat member in agreement with FBI Director Mueller, saying that we now have to alter the law as it stands and include mere suspicion information in the NICS, National Instant Check Name System, to prohibit you from owning a firearm like you were a convicted felon.
You're telling me they actually said that?
Yes. I'm telling you that they said the law has to be changed, and you had a Republican and a Democrat member, and Mr. Mueller agreeing with that.
Who were they?
They? Yes, I have the names. Frank Wolf, who was chairman of the Finance Subcommittee, Justice Finance Subcommittee, okay? Chaka Fattah, Mr. Wolf is a Republican from Virginia. Chaka Fattah, who's a prominent Democrat and member of the committee from Pennsylvania.
And so here are the Republicans. Well, Larry Pratt warned us of the of this new national ID card law that has gun control in it, of this exact thing. And, of course, the Republicans will go, good, take my guns. This is conservative.
They're now talking, Alex, that list. First off, there's a lot of questions raised here. That list consists of people that are merely suspected. They're not convicted of anything. There's no further aggravating factor than mere suspicion. They now want to elevate mere suspicion.
Imagine if Bill Clinton tried this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everybody would be up in arms. They now want to use mere suspicion as a basis to deprive an American citizen of their fundamental right. Now,
well, I'll tell you what I want you to do, Ron, because you've called in over the years always with good documented info. Write me a one-page article.
Okay.
Go to prisonplanet.com.
I don't have a computer, but...
Well, you need to go to the library then.
Okay.
We need your help. You know,
well,
I can do it all.
I'm mailing it.
Write an article about this, email it to me, and millions will read it.
Okay, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to alert people to this, and I'd appreciate if you hold me over, because I had a few more things I wanted to say in reference to this.
Well, quickly, because we got a lot of calls and a lot of news, but this is important. I've known some elements of this. We'll be back.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a total free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're back live. We're going to continue with your calls. We have Debbie Morrow yet? Excellent. We're going to go to her in just a second. I wanted Ron to be able to finish up. In New York, Ron called in, and Ron's been calling for years, always with good information. I was aware that through the NICS system, you've all heard of the airline no-fly list. And I saw Governor Ridge, the former head of Homeland Security, about almost 3 years ago before he got funding, on C-SPAN for 2 hours meeting with corporate CEOs. And they said, you'll have a national ID card. You'll have to have this to have a job. Bad credit, can't have a job. You'll have to go sign on with the government to work your payments off. So it'll be like debt or prison. Without the walls, and they said that just any suspicion of anything, again, bad credit, just everything will be put in there. You'll have a green, a yellow, an orange, or a red rating. And, of course, your IDs will have an RFID chip in them. It'll instantly be red everywhere you go. They just passed that standardization. And there's over 350,000 people on the no-fly list. And it's people with names like Johnson, Jones. If there's somebody else, you know, who has a similar name to you, you just can't fly. Then it turned out they were doing it to be politically mean. The Green Party and Libertarian Party people and anti-war activists, people with no criminal records. What is it, 5 members of Congress now that can't fly? And they just stay on the list. They complain. They fight. They miss their flights. Sometimes they're allowed to fly, but they're always on the list. And, yeah, Larry Pratt had talked about these new laws. If there was any suspicion or even bad credit, you won't be able to buy a gun. And we know before Clinton left office, hundreds of thousands of veterans who'd had any type of, you know, heat collapse, anything in Vietnam, whatever, they had already put in their file that they had post-traumatic stress, so now you can't buy your grandson a .22 rifle. And the NRA and others won't talk about this. I mean, they won't tell you Bush is doing all this gun control. They'll tell you Gonzalez is good when he says he wants more gun control, the new attorney general, or Michael Chertoff. They'll support their nomination and confirmation because they're anti-gun. Same thing with Schwarzenegger, who the NRA supported, who was openly for banning guns. And Ron in New York said he was watching. I know Mueller was before yesterday. I did read that he was, quote, calling for keeping terrorists from getting guns. That's how the media spins it. But Ron said he actually watched it on C-SPAN. Tell us just a little bit more about that, and then I've got to move on, Ron.
Yes, the question came up from two members of the committee to Mr. Mueller regarding the terrorist watch list, that they're terrorists who purchase guns. There were 44 people who were on a terrorist watch list, of which 34 were permitted to purchase guns. So the members of the committee, of course, feigned, you know, indignation at this. How could this be? But you see, I analyze it more deeply. If you have 34 people who are such good citizens that they've never violated a law, then that's the most law-abiding terrorist I've ever seen, thus leading me to the suspicion that there are people on that list who are no more of a terrorist than you or I.
Sir, you've got to type Patriot Act compliance into a search engine, hundreds of thousands of links. There was an article a few months ago where major check-cashing places are stopping to cash checks. They've shut down because under the law now, they've got to make sure anybody they're cashing a check for isn't on a, quote, criminal watch list. They have all these, and it isn't for somebody who's even wanted or someone who's even convicted. It's that you've got to verify they're not, quote, on the list.
Well, consider that they're commingling. By the way, they're commingling these databases. So-called criminal and terrorist databases are being commingled and consolidated now and coming to mean one.
Well, they admit that, I mean, who out there has gotten something on your credit report that's somebody else?
Well, they now are going forward, as we speak. Frank Lautenberg, U.S. Senator from New Jersey, is now, as we speak, penning legislation to make it a matter of law that someone on this list, and you could wind up on this list due to nothing more than mere suspicion or erroneous or accidental or sloppy information.
Well, they do it on purpose.
Of course they do. When they did it to presidential candidates and certain members of Congress, we aren't that naive. Or you could just wind up there, as you said, quite accidentally because you have a common name like Jones. And you, as a matter of fact and law now, will be deprived of the right, your most fundamental constitutional right, to purchase a firearm, based on a J. Edgar Hoover-type file in an electronic format. And they want to codify this into law. And you have both parties in agreement, because you had the Republican and the Democrat on that panel in agreement on this, and the director of the FBI saying, yeah, maybe we need to do this. And as a matter of fact, the issue has been reported. It is in the editorial page of today's New York Times, in which the Times just thinks it's a great idea, of course, and they want to go ahead. This is what they're trying to do. And the question becomes, who is this Choice Point Corporation? Who is this corporation that operates in the dark, all right, and makes decisions to directly impact the lives and the constitutional and civil rights of American citizens?
Well, it's been in the mainstream news, all their connections to organized crime.
Okay, we need to bring these people out into the light of day for public scrutiny, and we need to investigate the relationship of this corporation to this government. The corporation is almost nearly unaccountable.
Well, here's the point. I got to let you go, Ron. I'll let you go for about 10 minutes.
It is okay.
I'm going to let you go now. Thank you. Really good points. Just send me that article. We'll get it posted. We need to write some comments on this. I am aware that they're trying to do this. And this is what Republicans want, folks. They want to feel good about Bush and feel good about Schwarzenegger and feel good about Governor Pataki and feel good about the NRA and lose everything we've got. And so we're going to lose it. I mean, it's that simple. I watched Republicans cry and worship Schwarzenegger. I watched it. They don't care if he's pro-abortion, pro-open border, wants to ban guns outright, has been banning whole classes of guns in California, banning whole classes of ammo. They love it. They don't care if the NRA argues in federal court for registration of all guns. They don't know it's taken over. They don't care. You tell them they love it. They love it that Bush wants to sign the assault weapons ban. They love it that Alberto Gonzalez is vehemently anti-gun. Folks, they don't like the Second Amendment. These Republicans are liberals and didn't know it. And the Democrats have said they're going to get our guns, and they're happy. They're all for the war. They're all for the lies. They're all for the Patriot Act. And the Democrats who listen to this show who think the Democrats are going to save us, what are you talking about? I mean, they're all part and parcel. And so you didn't see the NRA challenge Gonzalez, did you? Nope, they didn't challenge Chertoff. Nope, they didn't. And I listen to the neocons every day driving in my car, and they say Bush is fighting for the Second Amendment and fighting to control the borders, and it's all lies. But hey, so what? You know, if we all live inside our heads and believe that whatever, you know, false reality we believe is reality, then, you know, I guess turn your guns in, and that's pro-gun. You know, I don't know. But it's all happening, and it's like the Republicans all putting in giant toll roads everywhere that track and traces. It's all happening. What are you going to do? For the next 4 or 5 minutes before we go to break, then we'll come back and take more of your calls. Debbie Morrow. Debbie, thanks for holding. Great to have you on. You're kind of a fellow extremist, a made-to-America product, a highest quality water purification that I use, and I think we shouldn't not trust the government. We should not buy these filters, and we should just trust them and drink the water, Debbie.
Sure, go ahead. You do that, Alex. I think I'll Berkey my water. And I think everybody out there ought to Berkey their water. Had lots of testimonies from people calling in who are so happy with their Berkey water filters and really want to encourage people to give us a call and get them ordered. For those who aren't familiar with Berkey water filters, they're a gravity water filter. And they require no power to filter the water. They don't require any plumbing or anything like that. And they make fantastic water for you and for your home. We recommend that you use them on a daily basis. And that way, if an emergency should happen, you already have it working. You already have it going. But it's also important to drink good, healthy water now to take responsibility for your body and, you know, what you're putting into it. So really want to encourage people to give us a call and order Berkey water filters and to remember that it does support your shortwave airtime.
Well, Debbie, there's already so many toxins in the air and in the food. 70% of the toxins we pick up, though, are out of water. And this is a great way to reduce those. And so many major, prestigious university medical center studies show that all of this chronic fatigue and the rest of it is connected directly to the toxins that we pick up in our daily lives. This is such an important thing to do. I mean, if you have children, folks, what is wrong with you? Put filters on the shower, on the bathtub. I've done this. Drink filtered water. Cook with filtered water. Look, I demand you do this. I don't sell magic creams. I don't sell magic machines that heal you. I don't believe in that stuff. This is real. It's made in America. It's the highest quality. It costs the same amount as a Chinese or Indian knockoff that are just pieces of garbage. So give Debbie a call. They got a bunch of other great products. Just give her a call. The phone's busy. Leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. I mean, I feel real good guilting people. Having a real product like this, it supports what we're doing, but first and foremost, you know, stop feeding your kids the sodium fluoride and all this garbage. The pesticides, the herbicides, give Debbie a call right now. 1-888-803-4438. 888-803-4438. They got sports bottles. They got filters for the showers. Get it all. 888-803-4438 or BerkeyWater.com, and in the comments section, tell them it's an Alex Jim special to get the full discounts and what free gifts you want. They're listed on the site, BerkeyWater.com, or link through at InfoWars.com via the banner, or 888-803-4438. Debbie, I appreciate the fine work you're doing and the incredible service. I get nothing but rave reviews from the people that purchase from the New Millennium, and God bless you, my dear.
Thank you, Alex. Have a great day.
You bet. Take care. Give Debbie Morrow a call right now, and the great folks, Jim Shepard, 888-803-4438. I mean, it's simple. I don't have any magic pills or anything for you. I don't have anything that's magically going to heal you. Just purifying your water is what civilization is kind of built on, and one of the pillars of it. And you might want to not trust the government. We'll be right back.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothie.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go back to the calls. Fred in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to first bring up the trend of genetic databases. In early 99, the National Association of Superintendents of Police called for putting everybody in the United States on a database that would include those all persons.
Well, let me break down the facts. Let's just cut right to their lies. Everyone born in a hospital in the last 32 years has had blood ampules taken. One does go to the health department for blood tests. The other goes into a federal database. I've had congressmen on to talk about it. So first they set the DNA database up, then they announce how they need it and how they want it. That's how these criminals operate.
Yes, the verb need and the verb want, and it somehow gets morphed into have to, whatever that means. And I don't buy it. I don't buy the premise of needing it I think Ron Paul should author legislation that would ban that development. We can't play defense any longer on something like that.
Listen, the DNA is not 100% because they can frame you with it. Because the crime labs are so corrupt.
Yeah.
Look at all the articles where they've been caught cheating people.
Yes, there are lots of articles on that. Now, the other thing that I want to mention was current events. The Italian journalist and the you had four people in that car moving from the airport, moving along a road. And I had found out, I think it was it was one of the major radio news services, CBC, Canadian, or was one of the other ones, that said that Prime Minister Berlusconi himself, in person, was actually talking on cell phones to the occupants of that vehicle, and he was cut off not long after that vehicle started moving away from the airport. And he was very angry about the situation as it happened, and I'm thinking maybe that's the reason why he was and is very angry.
Now, well, he's a total fascist, and
but
the people of Italy are mad, so he's having to go along and act like he's mad. But look,
what I'm saying is that the call, the communication with Berlusconi, to have him, if that's verified that was happening and was cut off, we know that
they admit that they can shut off.
It's coalition controlled. The cell phone is coalition controlled.
Well, no, they admit that during the elections, the staged elections, they shut all the cell phones off. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
And, I mean, obviously the phone line to the Italian prime minister is being listened to by the NSA 24/7. But they had a Fox News pundit yesterday. This is on PrisonPlanet.com. Come out and say, too bad she got released. Too bad they didn't get her. It's like an open joke now. Well, she wasn't patriotic, so wink, wink. Let's go ahead and talk to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Hey, I called in on that your David Gergen clip, which is even more damning to both his and the Bohemian Grove's position than you really analyzed. And I wouldn't have guessed before having heard it. Actually, I don't know why you don't play that more often. And also Chertoff and Popular Mechanics with George Norrie. And just in passing quickly, last night on Coast, George Norrie had Andre from Florida, I keep forgetting his last name, the superb black talk show host on the topic of the Federal Reserve. And so there I was, I should be ashamed, but glued bleary-eyed for the whole 3 hours. Now, I don't know how George does it, even though it's safely tucked away under the wee hours or mixed in with a fruitcake spirituality and flying saucers. But to which I'd only add that both Andre and Norrie reinforced a number of the same points for us more articulately than the same points which Art Bell and Chertoff had just a couple days before tried less persuasively to debunk.
Well, let me just say this. I was up late last night working and driving home. I listened to the first 30 minutes of Norrie before his Federal Reserve guest came on. And he had a former FDIC official on. And he said, we got a guest come up about the private banking cartel that controls America. Is it not private? And his first guest goes, well, yes, George, it is private. So,
yeah.
I mean, but still you got these yuppies that want to deny that.
Yeah, so there was some overlap last night with the issues of 911 and engineering disaster for power grabbing. And on that Gergen quote, your interview, I guess it was last summer's DNC clip, once analyzed, first, Gergen pretends that he hasn't a clue what you're talking about at first, even though he hasn't been privately pigeonholed, say, 50 to 100 times over the last couple of years on his volume. Can you carry me over, please, Alex?
No, I can't. I got more callers. Go ahead and finish.
His volunteering that I don't go in for that naked, getting naked and stuff quote. And then after his failed stumble bombing, when you have...
We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy and you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
All right, I got to move quick. I'll let Roger briefly finish what he was saying. He's talking about a clip from my film, my new film, Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State. I've only played it once here, once on Coast to Coast AM. The video, it's one of the free clips, which is just the raw footage of it. In the film, it's all, you know, dulled up with all the news articles and documents and history. But that's just about 10 minutes of the 2.5-hour film, Martial Law. But, yeah, this is the Karl Rove from Nixon to Clinton. The Karl Rove, the chief strategy mogul or guru. And I politely walk up. I didn't ambush him. I didn't say what it was about. I just said, I want to ask you questions. And he got very rude and got in my face. And then he went on Larry King Live and said, oh, they're very rude and mean out there. You know, they're very angry. No, he's the one that's very angry. And I brought up the rituals, and he didn't deny them. So finish up your point, Roger.
Yeah, and of course, he was Ronald Reagan's press secretary, I believe. So anyway, then after Gergen's failed stumble bumming around, you're confronting him, then you have him locked, and then he goes back with his no justification. What you're doing, Alex, is beyond the pale line. As though the hypocrite ever uttered a syllable against a hidden camera interview of, say, repackaging the old meat at the supermarket, or he didn't even try a paparazzi celebrity harassment reason, which wouldn't have flied in the context any more than, say, an expose of sexual predations at a kiddie camp. So he had no reason more compelling than just, don't expose my fellow hellspawn elites to the light of public scrutiny, let alone knowledge. And so then, while not even trying to deny his earlier comments about the perverted sexuality and lewdness or the Grove's occultism, he still goes on to validate the Grove. but I'm sure you'll be glad to have him back on to refine his comments or redeem him of his position of guilt by silence. And God bless.
Yeah, take care. Yeah, that's a good idea. I ought to try to get David Gergen on the show. But I don't like being dishonest with guests. I'd have to tell them who I was. Sometimes, you know, we just say Alex Jones, and usually they know who I am and won't come on. And I don't get dishonest with them. I mean, we do it by omission. I mean, I don't tell them, by the way, I'm going to grill you. But I don't do like Popular Mechanics did. Oh, we promise, Mr. Jones, you know, I swear on Chertoff, cross my heart, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye, that this is not a hit piece. And, of course, it was in every sense of the meaning of the word, of the words. Let's go ahead and talk. Let's move quick here. Another Ron in New York. Ron in New York, go ahead.
Alex, how you doing? 2 points. Art Bell is establishment. He's always been over and over again. He shows he lacks the courage to stand up to the establishment. Always coming down.
Well,
let
me just stop you for a minute. Now, I don't censor you. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. But, I mean, my show's kind of getting taken over by what Art Bell did Saturday night with the Homeland Security family member, Homeland Security chief's cousin. So, at a certain point, it was reactionary, and, you know, he's welcome to his views. Chertoff is a dirty liar. I know that for a fact, but I don't want to get into some type of match with Art Bell.
Mm-hmm. The other point is, you mentioned the other, I caught the end of it. Somebody said to you, we're going to get you, and you ask God to protect you till your work is done. What was that about?
What, a couple days ago?
Yeah, a couple days ago. I came at the end of that statement you made.
Well, I wasn't talking about that show. I'm just
No, no, it's something different, completely different.
Well, no, I mean, I've been threatened before.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've been threatened, you know, to my face.
Well,
by people that get into unmarked cars.
Here's what
and I was saying that I hope God will protect me and give me more time because I think I have more important work to do, but I think that's up to God. And I've made my decision, like the folks at the Alamo. I mean, I'm committed. You know, there's no going back.
Here's my point. You're a national treasure, Alex, and everybody knows that. And national treasures need to be protected. Maybe it's time for some of us to literally form a circle of protection around you. Cadre.
Well, nobody can be protected. I mean, there's no such thing. And, there are thousands of prominent people. I'm just one of them. And, the globalists strike me down. I think they'll just give our movement more power, which is probably why they haven't done it. So, look, don't worry about me. I'm a big boy. You know, today I'm going to go out and get in my car and drive down the highway. That's the most dangerous thing I can do, regardless of who I was. It's the number one cause of death until you hit 55, and it's heart attacks and cancer. But we all still get in our cars, don't we, just for mobility. Well, why wouldn't I risk my life for my family and my country and my world's future? You know, those that are willing to lay down their life, win their life. Those that try to keep it, lose it. But I appreciate your kind words and take care. In fact, I'm glad you called with that subject. Let me try to dig it out here. It's a Chuck Baldwin. He was a vice presidential running mate with Michael Perutka. And he wrote a very elegant article that really tells it like it is. And if I can flip through this giant stack of news here, I'll find it about the Alamo. And it is a very and very important story. So what I'll do, I'll continue with your calls while I try to find this article we have posted on Prison Planet about the Alamo. Let's talk to Raris up in Skull and Bones Country, Connecticut. Go ahead, Raris.
Yeah, here's the deal. I think this whole bit of madness that's been going on, you know, all this international BS, there's a certain Achilles heel to it. They hate the exact technologies and all the tools that they actually try to use. You know, they actually need experts to operate most of the machinery that they try to use on people.
All right.
I personally think think of it this way: technology doesn't work around bureaucracies and hierarchies, and there's a point where it just becomes unusable if you try to build it the way they think. And I think that's
where... You're saying the globalists are going to have problems managing their technocracy, and that's why they need to warp the mindset of the American people, because they have to have millions of willing dupes that will go along with it.
Exactly. If I mean, really, it doesn't take much for somebody to deface a website, to you know, get credit card accounts and all this. What do you think it takes for someone to make one of these so-called fingerprint databases completely inoperable?
Well, that's all part of the plan. The globalists actually launch cyber attacks against themselves as a pretext for more and more control. Thank you for the call. I'll take some more calls here. I want to get into U.S. Marine calls public story of Saddam capture fiction, which it's now admitted that it was. But let me cover this story by Chuck Baldwin first. Alamo heroes seem foolish. It is the time of the year for me to remind my readers about the magnificent stand by the defenders of the Alamo back in 1836. The Alamo fell on March 6th of that year. For more than 13 days, 186 brave and determined patriots withstood Santa Anna's seasoned army of over 5,000 troops. To a man, the defenders of the mission, Ford, knew they would never leave those ramparts alive. They had several opportunities to leave and live, yet they chose to fight and die. How foolish they must look to this generation of spoiled Americans. It is difficult to recall that stout-hearted men such as Davy Crockett, a nationally known frontiersman and former congressman, Will Travis, only 23 years old, with a little baby at home, that my ancestors raised, by the way, the heirs, and Jim Bowie, a wealthy landowner with land on both sides of the Rio Grande, really existed. These were real men with real dreams and real desires. Real blood flowed through their veins. They loved their families and enjoyed life as much as any of us. But there was something different about them, however. They possessed a commitment to liberty that transcended personal safety and comfort. Liberty is an easy word to say, but it is a hard word to live up to. Freedom has little to do with financial gain or personal pleasure. Accompanying freedom is her constant and unattractive companion, responsibility. Neither is she an only child. Patriotism and morality are her sisters. They are inseparable. Destroy one and all will die. Early in the siege, Travis wrote these words to the people of Texas. Fellow citizens and compatriots, I am besieged by 1,000 or more of the Mexicans under Santa Anna. The enemy has demanded a surrender at discretion. Otherwise, the garrison are to be put to the sword. I have answered the demand with a cannon shot, and our flag still waves proudly from the walls. I shall never surrender or retreat, victory or death. P.S. The Lord is on our side. Travis. As you read those words, remember that Travis and the others did not have the ACLU, PETA, People for the Un-American Way, and the National Education Association, telling them how intolerant and narrow-minded their notions of honor and patriotism were. A hostile media did not constantly castigate them as a bunch of off, wild-eyed extremists. As school children, they were not taught that their forefathers were nothing more than racist jerks. The brave men at the Alamo labored under the belief that America and Texas really was the land of the free and the home of the brave. They believed God was on their side and that freedom of the future generations depended on their courage and resolve. They further believed that posterity would remember their sacrifice, that's what it's all about, as an act of love and devotion. It all looks pale now. By today's standards, the gallant men of the Alamo seemed rather foolish. After all, they had no chance of winning. None. However, the call for pragmatism and practically was never sounded. Instead, they answered the clarion call, victory or death. Please try to remember the heroes of the Alamo as you listen to our gutless political and religious leaders calling for compromise and, quote, tolerance, and try to recall the time in our country when ordinary men and women had the courage of their convictions and were willing to sacrifice their lives for freedom and independence. One thing is certain, those courageous champions did not die for a political party or for some lesser of two evils mantra. They fought and died for principle. So did the men at Lexington and Concord. That is our heritage. On second thought, do they look foolish or do we? Now, reading the writings of the founding fathers and the people that founded Texas have now been demonized in little propaganda films like The Alamo, released last year, that flop. People don't want your fraud. No one wants your fraud. They always talked about how they were living off of what people had sacrificed before them to bring them. And everything was about how you live and how you stood up and how much courage you had and what you were willing to do. People knew. People already died. I guess by the 1830s, the average was about 40. They knew how short life was. And they weren't going to live on their knees. But they also said that they knew that the minute you started acting like a slave, the minute you started giving in to oppression, you got abused even worse. I mean, it wasn't that they were simply selflessly sacrificing themselves. I don't totally agree with Baldwin's analysis, though it's elegant and eloquent. They understood that the true safest course was right into the eye of the storm. They understood that the way of compromise led into stagnation and destruction. When everybody's a cowardly jellyfish, bad people always take over and fill that vacuum and abuse the living daylights out of you. And the people of the Alamo were defending their families, many of which had been brought into the state or north of them. And so that's why they did what they did. They had to hold out or they knew they were going to lose. And yes, they knew they were going to die. But it is totally alien to what we are today. And I'm not even going to sit here and tell you that if I was at the Alamo today, raised as weakly as I have been, stronger than most nowadays, but weak compared to people back then, I don't know what I would have done. Frankly, I do. I don't want to sound like I'm bragging out of state in a second. But the point is I would have my doubts. And I'm committed to the same thing here. I mean, if they win, the globalists are really bad, folks. I mean, the most horrible, demonic things you can imagine, that's their M.O. I mean, the globalists are evil. They are wicked beyond belief. And they traffic in evil. They enjoy it. They're sadistic. And they're doing so many bad things to us. I mean, they'll take U.S. troops and put them in a field and spray nerve gas on them and kill them and then admit it and nobody gets in trouble. They'll put cancer viruses in vaccines. They'll put poisons in our water and laugh about it. And, you know, they're all health food nuts drinking purified water. I mean, somebody's got to stand up against these people. Look at all the beauty in the world, all the goodness, all the honor, all the innocence, all the sweetness. That is protected by us, those of us that are willing to stand up. And if your instincts don't control you to want to defend life and defend your family and defend it from a pack of crooks, something's wrong with you. You know, it's these people when the guy pulls a gun on them and says, get in the car, they just go along with it. Somebody pulls a gun on me, I'm going to go for the gun. Somebody pulls a knife on me, I'm going to go for the knife. And I'm not going to get into stories about that, but that happened a few times growing up in Dallas. Things were pretty rough back then. A lot rougher than they are here in Austin, I know that. The 80s were different than the 2000s. And it wasn't because I had courage. And people say, well, you know, I wasn't afraid. You know, I just did what I had to do, and that's courage. I don't even really agree. People I know that have what you call courage, they don't even think. I mean, it's not even debatable. When you're threatened by something, when you're faced by something, sticking your head in the dirt means that the hyenas are going to chew your hind end off. And I'd rather fight. I use the analogy of a dog. A big mean dog runs at you, and most people run from it and get bitten by it, get mauled by it, get killed by it. They'll tell you, even the most vicious attack dogs, if you truly believe you're not afraid and you have savage thought in your mind and you go after that dog, they're going to run. Now, if you just bluff it and go after it, it's not going to stop. They literally pick up the smell, read your mind, whatever. It's the same thing with the globalist. I mean, they can smash me in a minute, if that's God's will. They can crush me, and, you know, then all the hardship of life is gone. All the beauty's gone, too. And, you know, I want to see space exploration. I want to see the new technologies. I You know, I'm kind of a technophile. I think there's a lot of incredible things. I want to be here to see it all. But I think I'll be able to see that from heaven. But regardless, so what? I'm not going to commit my family and my society and my species to total dehumanization, scientifically crafted, you know, just ripping apart the family and the culture and everything that's good and wholesome. And I use the example a lot of, you know, you see a small child with a bus about to hit it. Most people, still today, unthinkingly, will jump out and shove the child out of the way. That happens quite often. How do firefighters go into a burning building, even when there's not people inside? It's their job. They're real men. And they're not afraid. I've talked to them. They're focused. They've got a job to do. It's to defend life. It's one of the most basic instincts we've got. And when we have that instinct, when we're ready to rock and roll at any time with the enemy, they're going to back off. But when we act like a bunch of jellyfish, the wolves come.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. Final segment. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Not just going out on your local AM and FM dial, but at night, 9 to midnight, at 3210 on the global shortwave, 3210. During the day at 9.985, I believe it is. WWCR, 9.985. On WWCR or thereabouts. I got loaded phone lines. I don't know how many of these I can get to, if any. But I got a few other news pieces I want to hit here that are extremely important. This is out of the United Press International, and it says, U.S. Marine calls public story of Saddam capture fiction. Well, it's been in major European papers and admitted that the Kurds had Saddam a month before, handed him over to U.S. forces, and they put him in the hole. And that's what a U.S. Marine is saying as well. But, I mean, it's admitted. It was a staged deal. Actually, Saddam Hussein shot at the troops. It goes on, U.S. Marine calls public story of Saddam capture fiction, just like, what did Private Lynch call it? A fable. Of course, five members of her team were calling that, too, and men in black uniforms would pop up over back walls at family barbecues and double-tap them in the head, or they'd drown themselves in a puddle of water. They'd get run over by a car in front of their house. Got to keep these stories alive. That's why it was good of Lynch to go public before she could fall down a flight of stairs. A former U.S. Marine who participated in capturing ousted Iraqi President Saddam Hussein, the public version of his capture was fabricated. Ex-Sergeant Nadim Abu Rabid of Lebanese descent was quoted in the Saudi daily Al-Madina Wednesday by saying Saddam was actually captured Friday, December 12, 2003, and not the day after, as announced by the U.S. Army. I was among the 20-man unit, including eight of American descent, who searched for Saddam for 3 days in the area of Doner near Tikrit, and we were found him in a modest home, a small village, and not in a hole as announced, he said. We captured him after fierce resistance, during which a Marine and a Sudanese was killed. He said, Saddam himself fired at them with a gun from a window of a room on the second floor. They were shouting at him in Arabic, "You have to surrender. There is no point of resisting." Later on, a military production team fabricated the film of Saddam captured in a hole, which was in fact a deserted well, he said. He was interviewed from Lebanon. So, and that fits all the other stuff we've got. Jerry Bruckheimer actually produced the Private Lynch story, even the raid and everything. That's BBC. They have little crews that do this, and the doctors were there waiting, waving at him. The Iraqis had pulled out 2 days before, so they beat him up and knocked down doors and did all that for the cameras. It was a Hispanic gentleman that killed all the Iraqis valiantly, but they stole that from him, gave it to Lynch, who hid in the tank and did absolutely nothing, and she went public and said that. It was because Bush wants women in the military. This is another made-up lie, but hey, so what? So what? You know, hey, it feels good, doesn't it? Before we end this broadcast, sorry, no more calls. I apologize. My new film, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State, is my best work. It covers 9/11, the latest police state developments, the occult elite that run the planet. It exposes the biggest secret in this film. You will learn the secret that holds the grasp of the world's future in its taloned hands. 2.5 hours plus, $25.95. You can go to InfoWars.com and order a hard copy. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Don't delay, folks. Get the film. Make copies. Get it out to people. We need your support as well. 888-253-3139. Give the new world order a big black eye. 888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a monthly membership, 15 cents a day. You can watch the film and all the others right there. So PrisonPlanet.tv. Please get the film. My hope and dream is that you'll get it and share it with people. That's what I love more than anything else. All right, God bless you all. See you back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Take care.
Introducing...